Dr. Vignal. A former member of the Parisian Society, Dr. Vignal died on March 27, 1865. On that day, before his burial, a highly lucid, somnambulist, and capable clairvoyant was asked to sit next to Dr. Vignal's body and narrate what he saw. "I see a corpus in which an extraordinary process is taking place. There is a quantity of matter that is stirring, and something seems to be making an effort to disengage itself, but is having difficulty in overcoming the resistance. I cannot make out a well-defined spirit form." An invocation was made at the Parisian Society on March 31st. "Dear Dr. Vignal, all your old colleagues from the Parisian Society, and I in particular, have the fondest memories of you in our meaningful relationship, which has never been interrupted. Our reason for evoking you is primarily to express our affinity, and we would be happy if you could and would wish to communicate with us. Dear friend and worthy teacher, such a fond remembrance and displays of affinity are very pleasing to me. Thanks to your evocation and prayers, I have been able to come today without hindrance to attend this meeting of good friends and spiritus brothers. As your young secretary rightly said, I was anxious to communicate, and since this evening I have employed all my spirit strength to control my desire. But since the serious subjects you have been addressing interest me very much, they made my waiting less painful. Forgive me, my dear friend, but my gratitude required that I manifest myself. First of all, tell us how you found yourself in the spirit world. Describe the process of separation and the sensations at that moment, as well as the time it took you to comprehend your situation."
"I am as happy as one can be in seeing totally confirmed all the secret thoughts one might have had about such a comforting and consoling doctrine. I am happy, yes I am, because I can now see unrestrictedly before me the future of the spiritist science and philosophy. But today, let's leave behind such importune discretions. I will return again to converse with you about the subject, knowing fully well that my presence brings you much pleasure as it brings me when I visit." The separation process was quick, more than could be hoped for because of my small merit. I was helped very much by your assistance, and your somnambulist gave you a clear enough idea of the process of separation. I don't have much to add. It was sort of intermittent oscillation, a kind of pulling in two opposite directions. My spirit finally triumphed, for I am here. I was only able to leave my body completely behind when it was buried. I came here to be with you."
"What did you think about your funeral? I deemed it my obligation to attend it. At the time, you were quite free to appreciate. And did the silent prayers I offered on your behalf reach you?"
"Yes, I told you, your assistance helped me greatly, and I returned from the cemetery with you, completely abandoning my old cocoon. You know that I was not concerned with material things. I only thought about my soul and God."
"You might recall that your request 5 years ago in February of 1860, we did a study on you while you were still alive. On that occasion, your spirit disengaged itself in order to come and communicate with us. Could you describe to us, as much as possible, the difference between your current disengagement and that one back then?"
"Yes, I recall that experiment. What a big difference there is between my state then and this one today. During my state in the experiment, matter still held me in its inflexible web. That is, I wanted to, but couldn't completely disengage myself. Today, I am completely free. A vast unknown field has opened before me, and I hope that with your help and that of the good spirits to whom I commend myself, I will be able to progress and instill as quickly as possible the sentiments and the actions I must do to bear up under my trials and to merit recompense. What majesty! What grandeur! It is almost a feeling of fear when, as weak as we are, we try to gaze upon such luminous splendors. We will continue our discussion of the subject wherever you want. I have responded succinctly and haphazardly to several questions, but please don't ask too much for now from your faithful disciple, because I am not yet completely free. I would love to converse some more, but my guide is moderating my enthusiasm, and I have already greatly valued his goodness and justice. Thus, I submit myself entirely to his decision, despite my disappointment at having to break off our conversation for now. It comforts me to know that at times I will be able to come to your meetings incognito. I will communicate with you whenever I can. I respect you and I wish to show it. However, more advanced spirits take priority, and I must bow to those who have allowed me to give free rein to the torrent of my accumulated thoughts. I will leave you for now, my friends, and must doubly thank not only you, spiritists, who have evoked me, but also this spirit who has allowed me to take his place, and who on earth had the illustrious name of Pascal, he who was and always will be the most devoted of your followers, Dr. Vignol.